Okay, today's daf is Zvachim daf Kuf Yud Aleph. I apologize for missing the last couple of days. Had the flu. Baruch Hashem, feeling much better. So we left. Well, we didn't. I left off yesterday on daf Kuf Yud Amid Beis, about four lines from the bottom of the page. The para continues to discuss issues relating to shchute chutz and to anything b'chutz, to avoda b'chutz, to when you're chayiv for doing things, avoda shchita ha'ala, different averos of doing various forms of avoda b'chutz. So now the Braisa brings up the following issue: Tan Rabbanan ha'menasei shchloshes lugin mayim b'chag b'chutz chayiv. So the Braisa says, according to the Tanakama, if a person is, and this is obviously based on the fact that in our Mishnah, Rabbi Lezer said af ha'menasei chmei chag b'chutz. That even someone who's menasech mayim on sukkis bachutz is going to be chayiv. So that we have a brisa that expounds on this a little bit, and the brisa tells us as follows: that according to the Tanakhama, if you menasech three lug of mayim bachag bachutz, you're going to be chayiv. Rabbi Lazar, what is the gears over here? Rabbi Lazar, not Rabbi Shimon, just Rabbi Lazar Omer imalon l'shem chag chayiv. That if you memalei the water l'shem l'chag, then you're going to be chayiv. So says more b'maykam. Miflgi changes the gears on the side to b'maika miflgi, not my benayhu, but b'maika miflgi. What is the yisod hamachlokas? Whether it's about menasich shlushas lugin or just if you are mimali l'shem chag, what's the underlying cause of the machlokas? Meaning, Rabbi Lezer sounds like he's saying it's not about shlushas lugin, even if it's way more than shlushas lugin, and you're mimali b'chut, and you're mimali that you are mimali l'shem chag, and you are Shofech b'chutz, you are menasech b'chutz, you're going to be chayiv. What's the machlokas about? So the Gemara is going to have three suggestions. Suggestion number one: Amar Nachman Bar Yitzchak b'yesh shir b'mayim k'mifli. They're arguing about whether there is a shir of mayim, whether there's a maximum shir of mayim, a precise shir of mayim for nisach hamayim b'chag. Rashi explains: the Kamar Tanakama hamenasech shloshes lugin chayiv v'hu adin yosem shloshes lugin d'yesh b'chal masayim ana. That if you menasech three lug, you're going to be chayiv. And the truth is, you menasech more than three lug, you're also chayiv because yesh b'chal masayim. And if you're memali, if you have a kli that holds 10 lug and you fill it up, so the kli is mekadesh 10 lug, because there's no maximum shear of how much mayim you use for the nisuch mayim b'chag. But Rabbi Lazar comes to say, "V'hu shemilin l'shem chag ki derech miluan." Dahainu shloshes lugin v'sulo. Rabbi Lazar comes to say, "No, it's only the what you would normally do l'shem chag, which means the derech of being memali l'shem chag, which means three lug and no more." Ki the tnan shloches shalzav machzeka shloshes lugin memali min hashiloach. What would they use to be memali the mayim? A kli that held exactly three lug. Aval I have a tfei, but if it held more than three lug, lo kachinu kli, then the kli would not be mekadesh l'mayim, de lo chazulei, because it's not roi for nisach hamayim, d'yesh shir l'mayim. Vein kli shari is mekachin ala roi lahem, because there's a shir for the mayim, the shir is three lug, and the kli shari is only mekadesh, that which is roi lahem, and therefore the kli shari is not mekadesh any more than three lug. So the Rav Nachman Yitzchak's understanding is that the Tanakam, who says shloshes lugin mayim means shloshes lugin v'hu adin more than three lugin. Whereas Rabbi Lazar, it's interesting because the Tanakam is one that mentions a shear, and Rabbi Lazar, who doesn't mention a shear, would say no, it's dafka gotta be three lug. It has to be the amount that's normally used l'shem chag. That is the way Rashi and Tosfos understand the first answer. The Mishkanos Yaakov in the Tshuva has a different understanding. The Mishkanos Yaakov writes in the Tshuva that Tanakama holds that if you're menasech b'chutz, three lug of mayim, you're chayiv, whether you already were menasech b'fnim, the three lug of mayim, or whether you were not menasech anything b'fnim. Because even if you were already menasech b'fnim, the mayim that you still have left over is still ra'uy l'nisuch b'fnim. Because the Tanakama holds ain't shir l'mayim, and you can be menasech kol hayom if you want, you can be menasech all day long if you want. So therefore, even if after you've already been menasech three lug bifnim, you could still be menasech more bifnim if you wanted to, and therefore that which you are being menasech b'chutz is still ra'oi to be menasech bifnim. But Rabbi Lazar holds no, yesh shir l'mayim, and therefore once you've already been menasech three lug of mayim bifnim, so you're not going to be chayiv for being menasech menaseich anything b'chutz, because the mayim that you're menaseich b'chutz is no longer ra'oi to be menaseich b'fnim, because there is a precise shear and the shear has already been met, and therefore you're not doing anything by being menaseich mor b'chutz. That is, but all that is in explanation of Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak's answer of what exactly the machlokas is between Tanakama and Rebbe Lazar. Second answer in the Gemara, Rav Papa Amar, top of the page, Kof Yeralv Amaralv, Bekirvun Nesachim B'Midbar Kamiflgi. They're arguing whether they were Makriv Nesachim in the Midbar. So how is that the machlokas, and how does that relate to Menaseich Shol Shoslug and Mayim Bachutz, whether you're Chayiv or not Chayiv? So Rashi takes us through several steps over here in order to explain this one line of Gemara. There's a lot missing from the Gemara in terms of understanding this. Rashi takes us through the whole story over here. Top Rashi, the Travayu Islu Yeshir Lamayim. Everyone holds Yeshir Lamayim, that there is a precise amount for the water, and therefore it's Dafka 3 lug, more than 3 lug is not going to become Kadosh. V'chimali tfei lo kachinu kli. If you're Mimali more than 3 lug of Mayim, the Kli is not Makadish it. V'tanakama de Mechayiv lo bayi b'nesachim kedushas Kli, l'chayiv aleihin b'chutz. The Tanakama, who says that your Chayiv does not require by Nesachim that you have Kedushas Kli in order to be Mechayiv. Meaning the previous answer assumed, okay, well, if there's Yeshir Lamayim, then anything more than that Shir is not going to become Kadosh, and therefore is not going to be subject to any sort of Isser Bachutz, because it's not Kadosh, it's not Roy Lufnim. No, Tanakama holds that you don't need Kedushas Kli by Nesachim in order to be Mechayiv, in order to be Chayiv for being Menaseich in Bachutz. The Kesavar, where does he get that? Because he holds Kirvun Nesachim Baal Moed Shabimidbar Kalar Baim Shana, that they actually were Makriv Nesachim in the Midbar for 40 years. Hilkach Bias Haaretz Hamur Beparshas Nesachim B'Shlach Lecha. So when the Torah says in Parsha Shlach that they came into Eretz Yisrael, L'lamdeinu Bas Shebesheva Shal Kibush Haaretz V'Sheva Shal Chiluk Haaretz K'shayu B'Gilgol V'Hutra Abamos K'etnan Berek Basra Te'bama K'tana Shal Kol Yachad Tu'una Nesachim. That it came to teach us that when they were using Bamos during the first 14 years of Kibush V'Chiluk in Eretz Yisrael, that they would use Nesachim to Mishum Bam, and to tell me that a Bamas Yachid could have Nesachim on it. To Mishum Bamas Sibur Loisrich Lamem Rabbi Yasa Aretz Damin Mina Midbar Neschayvu Bekach. Now for Bamas Sibur, you didn't have to tell me anything about when they came into Eretz Yisrael, things changed, because a Bamas Sibur, they already had that in the Midbar. V'kivan de Bamos Yachid to Unin Nesachim. Ah, so here's the key. Since a Bamos Yachid requires Nesachim, V'hasam Kli Shares Leka, and they didn't have Kli Shares, well, how did you have Nesachim if nothing was ever Kadosh B'Kli? How did they do Nesachim? LMI, what do you see? Nesachim don't require Kedusha B'Kli. Kedam Perek Basra B'chutz Nami M'chayiv Alayu B'Shas Isra Bamos below Kiddush Kli. So if during the Shas Heter Bamos they were able to do Nesachim without Kedushas Kli because there was no Kli Shares, so during Shas Isra Bamos, meaning when there is a Beis HaMikdash around, you could be Chayiv B'chutz on Nesachim that never had Kedushas Kli. Holu b'shas heter abamos craven below kedushas kli, because it is something that's roi b'fnim sort of, because during shas heter abamos you can be makrav nesachim without kedushas kli. K'darman le'el b'malin al gabi selim yishum davi akrav b'bamos yachad b'shas heter abamos mechayev lo b'shas iser daha b'fnim im olo lo yered. So whatever was acceptable b'shas heter abamos is going to be considered something that you're going to be chayev on b'shas iser abamos. That's what the Tanakama holds. So the Tanakama holds that Kedushas Kli is not necessary because they were Makrav Nesachim Bamidbar, and you see that there was Hakravas Nesachim even though they didn't have Kli Shares. And Rabbi Lazar Savar, Lo Kirv Nesachim Bamidbar, back in Rashi, Rabbi Lazar holds they were not Makrav Nesachim Bamidbar, and therefore if they were not Makrav Nesachim Bamidbar when it tells us about them coming into Eretz Yisrael, Ubias Haaretz Ha'amur B'Nesachim La'achar Yerusha V'Yeshiva La'achar Shekavu Mishkan Shilo Hudin Eschayvu. Ah, so when the Torah tells us about Bias Haaretz, it means after the Yerusha V'Yeshiva, after Mishkan Shilo was already established. L'ficha Chutzrucha Bias Haaretz Lichtov Mishum Shekal Arbaim Shana Sheba Midbar Lo Karvu B'Mishkan, because the whole 40 years they were not Makrav Nesachim, according to Rabbi Lazar, and Uba Kasav L'chayvu B'Shilo Beis Olamim, and the Pasuk is coming to tell me that they are Makrav Nesachim in Mishkan Shiloh, velo b'shnos ha-kibush v'achiluk b'bamos ha-ketanos, but not during the time of Bamos ha-ketanos, during the time of kibush v'achiluk of those 14 years of the Bamos ha-ketanos. And therefore, bottom line, hilkoch lo karvu nesachim b'bam ha-ketana shehi shalo b'kli shares. Therefore, they never had nesachim on the Bamos ha-ketanos. Why not? Because they didn't have kli shares. And without kli shares, you can't have nesachim. So Mela, what do you see from there? Reb Lazar holds that there was never such a thing as nesachim without kli shares. You need kiddush b'kli in order to have nesachim. So Mela, it turns out, according to Reb Lazar, that bachutz, without kedushas kli, so it's not going to, you're not going to be chayiv for nesachim bachutz, that never had kedushas kli. That's the machloka. So it all boils down to, what did they do in the midbar? Did they have nesachim in the midbar, or did they not have nesachim in the midbar? Because whether they did or didn't will affect how you understand the pasuk about bias ha'aretz, which in turn affects whether you think that there were nesachim in the bamos ketanos, which relates to whether nesachim can be done without kedushas kli, which relates to back home, which relates to how it could be that kedushas you could be chayiv, but whether you could be chayiv or not for nesachim that didn't have kedushas kli bachutz. That is the second understanding of the machlokas. Ravina Amar, third understanding, b'lemeidu nisach hamayim nisach hayayim pligi. Now everyone held they were makrav nesachim b'midbar, and therefore everyone should theoretically hold like the Tanakama that you don't need kedushas kli sharis in order for the nesachim to be chayiv on nesachim that are brought outside. What are they arguing about? Those nesachim in the midbar were yayin. The question is, what about mayim? So that's the machlokas. Do we learn mayim from yayin? Do we learn nisach ha-mayim from nisach ha-yayin? Our braisa was not about yayin. It was about menasis shloshes lugin mayim b'chag b'chutz. So granted, everyone might agree that when it comes to yayin, you're going to be chayiv. But the question is, what about mayim? Can you learn mayim from yayin? What you do see from here, at least from the second answer, is that kedushas kli is critical when it comes to nesachim. It's important to know that this, I guess it's a good setup for Maseches Menachos and for the bridge between Zvachim and Menachos, is to make the point that there's a major difference between the way a Karban Mincha becomes Kadosh and the way other Karbanos become Karbanos of Behemo or Oaf become Kadosh. Karbanos that are from Behemo or Oaf, you're Mekadish them bepeh. You say hareze ola, harezu shlamim, things like that. But if a mincha, you could say harezu mincha, it doesn't make it a karban mincha. You say harezu mincha soles, it's not going to be chal kedushas haguf. What will happen is you'll have kedushas damim. Okay, but kedushas haguf, inherent kedusha, it doesn't have. How do you give a karban mincha inherent kedusha? You put it in a kli shares. The kli shares is makdashit. There's machlokas in the Gemara in Maseches Menachos where the kli shares are makachin shalomi das or only midas, and other dinim that relate to kedushas kli shares, but all of that is about karban mincha, where the kedusha is chal by the kli shares. Very different than behemos, where the kedusha is chal bipeh, just based on what you say. So the Ravid wonders, why is it that a karban mincha is miskadish bipeh, is not miskadish bipeh like other karbanos, and you dafka need kli shares? So the Ravid explains that a behema is ro'i right away lahakrava. So kiddush bipeh works, because the behema as it is, you could be makrivit as it is. Karban mincha is not roi lahakrava unless you do certain things to it. You need to do belila, yitzika, afia. There are several avodos we're going to learn in Maseches Menachos that you need to do with the karban mincha before it's roi lahakrava. And therefore, you can't be makadishit pepeh. You need dafka to use a klisharis to be makadishit. Problem is, the Briska Rav quotes in his letters, it's printed in the Briska Rav on Shas, in the letters from Yecheskel Abramsky, he says, well, that's not true of all menachos. There are some menachos that you don't need to do anything, like Minchas Chotei, Minchas Kanaos, there's no Shemen, there's no Levona, so why wouldn't Kiddush Bepeh work? There's nothing you need to do on it to make it happen. So Briska Rav points out that it's based on the sources in the pasuk. He says, the Chalos Kedushas HaGuf, is learned from Psukim of Kol Asher Yitin Menu LaHashem Yeh Kodesh, and that's and that's talking about Dine Tumura, Dine Hamad V'Aracha, which is clearly all about behemoth. So he says, I don't know, it's just in the Psukim from where we learn the Kedusha Saguf that's Chal Bipeh is clearly only talking about behemoth. Rameir Simcha has a bit of a biur for it though. Rameir Simcha writes in Kedusha Rabbeinu Meir Simcha that a mincha calls man that it's not minskadish bekli is chaser the shear that it needs for it to be a kabar mincha. What does that mean? It's chaser the shear. You need X amount of flour. You have that amount of flour. What do you mean it's chaser the shear? So he says, an animal is an animal. It's a single unit. So you say, okay, harezu ola, it's a kabar nola. Harezu shlamim, it's a kabar shlamim. Grains of flour are tiny little units that just happen to be together. What's mitzarif them? What gives them the shear? What makes them considered one unit? So he says that's why you need Kedushas Kli. The Kedushas Kli is what gives it the tziruf, and the tziruf is what is mekadesh them. It's the tziruf of all of them together that makes them kadosh. And that's why Dafka by Karm Mincha we have such an emphasis on Kedushas Kli. Let's go weiter. Okay, says the Gemara weiter. Tan Rabbanan, Hamnasik Shlosh Lugin Yayin Bachutz Chayiv. Okay, we just spoke about being Menasik Shlosh Lugin of Mayim, so now we want to talk about what about Shlosh Lugin Yayin. So the Bryce says, if you're Menasik Shlosh Lugin Yayin Bachutz, you're Chayiv, Rabbi Lazar Rabbi Shimon Omer, Bahu Shekitchen Bakli. Rabbi Lazar Rabbi Shimon says, now over here we're Goris Rabbi Shimon. Over here it's not just Rabbi Lazar, it's Rabbi Lazar Rabbi Shimon. It can't be the same two Tanayim. Why can't it be the same two Tanayim? Because we just said that the machlokas, the third explanation of the machlokas of the first brisa, was whether you compare mayim to yayin. Well, if it's the same two Tanayim arguing in the same machlokas, then obviously you do compare mayim to yayin, and they're not arguing about that, they're just going l'shita sam. So it can't be the same two Tanayim, that's why it's a Tanakam over here, and Rabbi Lazar b'Rabbi Shimon, not just Rabbi Lazar. So he says, v'hu shekitchon b'kli. That's only if you're mekadishit b'kli, that if you're menaseich three lug of yayin b'chutz, that you're going to be chayiv. My benayhu, so what are they arguing about? So the Gemara over here has two suggestions of what they might be arguing about. Amar of Ada bar Rav Yitzchak Beirutzei Midos Ika Benayhu. The machlokas is about the overflow of the kelim. Let's say you fill up a kli, but it heaps up or it foams up above. Let's say like when you pour a beer or something, it foams up above the level of the kli or a soda or something like that, right? Where the foam goes above the level of the kli. So is that also kadosh? The area on top, the liquid that's on top, the foam that's on top, or only what's actually held inside of the kli? Now, the Mefarshim are all bothered. Even if you hold Beirutzei Midos are not Niskachu, you should still be Chayiv on the Nisa Chayayin from what's in the Kli. That for sure is Miskadesh. So what's the case that we're talking about? What, you were only Menaseich the foam? You weren't Menaseich the stuff inside of the Kli? So there are a couple of approaches in the Achron. And the Chok Nasan writes that the Yayin that was Betocha Kli didn't have enough of a shear, and you needed the Tziruf of the Yayin that was above the Kli level in order to give it the shear. So you can't be Mechayev on the Nisach of the Yayin in the Betocha Kli alone, unless you hold the Yayin that was above the Kli also had is considered in the same unit. The Ol Shlom and the Chazanish say that no, the MS on the Nisa Chayayin that was in the Kli, everyone would be moda that you're Chayiv. Over here we're talking about where you smooth off the tops of various Kalim and you collect the foam from the tops of several Kalim. And that's what you're Menasech. So we want to know, if you're Menasech Shlosh Lugin Yayin, in that way, is that considered to be a Nisuch, or is that not considered to be a Nisuch? That's how the Achronim explain this. Okay, second possible understanding of the Machlokas, Rava Berei de Rabba Amar, Kirvu Nisachem Bebama Ika Benayu. They're arguing about whether they were makriv nesachim on a bama, ubeplukta dahani tanayim, which is the same machlokas as the following machlokas tanayim. Ditanya, Bamas Yachid Einat Tzricha Nesachim Diver Rebbe. Rebbe holds that Bamas Yachid did not require Nesachim. V'cham Morim Tuna Nesachim. V'cham said it did require Nesachim. V'hani Tanai Kahani Tanai. And that Machlokas parallels the, meaning the point is that the Tanakama over here would not require Kedushas Kli, according to the Tanakama, they were Makrib Nesachim in the Midbar. According to Rabbi Elazar ben Shimon, they were not Makrib Nesachim. So what we're saying over here, so and this is the same Machlokas as the following Machlokas Tanayim Titanya, because the Brisa says, Kisavou, when the Pasuk says Kisavou, by Parshas Nesachim, in Parshas Shlach, it says that, Daberel b'nei Yisrael v'amarta lehem Kisavou el Eretz Moshe v'seyem asher ani nosein lechem, when you go into Eretz Yisrael, and then it starts telling us about Nesachim, so how are we to understand that? That there were no Nesachim previously, or that there were certain Nesachim that were not done previously that are now going to be done? So lahatino Nesachim b'bama gedola kasum medaber. That's coming to tell us that you require Nesachim on a bama gedola. So I told him, "Bama gedola, or inu alafil bama katana." Is that talking about a bama gedola, or maybe a bama katana also? Kishu omer al eretz moshvel sechem asher ani nosein lachem. From the fact that it says al eretz moshvel sechem asher ani nosein lachem, I don't know why there's a vegomer in there. The words are one after another. In the words are consecutive in the pasuk. I don't know what the vegomer is there about. Harei b'bama hanoheges l'kulchem akasam medaber. Pasuk must be talking about a bama that's knowing for everybody. Divrei Rabbi Shmuel. What's the bama that's knowing for everybody? That's a bama gedola. Meaning we're understanding that bama gedola means a bama tzibur. Bama ketana means a bamas yachid. That's the pashut pshat. Tosos, if you look at bama gedola, bama ketana, quotes Yesh Mefarshim that bama gedola kari shas isra bamas, bama ketana shas heter. But he says that's not correct. The pirush hakuntros is ikar. The way Rashi understands it, that bama gedola means bamas tzibur, bama ketana means bamas yachid, that's the correct understanding. Rabbi Akiva Omer, and Rabbi Akiva says, Kisavou, so that's all Divrei Rabbi Shmuel. So the Tanakam, Rabbi Shmuel held that Kisavou is about Bama Gedola, not about Bama Katana. Rabbi Akiva Omer, Kisavou, Latina Nesachim Bama Katana Kos Medaber. Rabbi Akiva says, no, it's coming to tell me that you need Nesachim on Bama Katana. Why? Because Bama Gedola you don't need a pasuk for, that they were already doing in the Midbar. I mean, Rabbi Shmuel held that there were not Makrav Nesachim in the Midbar, even on Bama Gedola. Comes into Eretz Yisrael, the Torah tells us, okay, now there's Nesachim on a Bama Gedola. Rabbi Akiva says, no, that they've been doing the whole time in the Midbar. What are they being Mechadish now? What's the Torah being Mechadish now that they're entering Eretz Yisrael? Only the Bama Ketana. Satomer, the Bama Ketana, we know the Bama Gedola. How do we know that? How do I know that? The Pasuk is talking about a Bama Ketana, not a Bama Gedola. Kishu Omer, El Eretz Moshvo Seichem, Harebi Bama Hanoheges, Bekol Moshavo, Sakasa Medaber. Where it must be talking about the Bama that's Noheg in all Moshavos, which means a Bama's Yachid, because a Bama's Tzibor can only be in one place, can't be everywhere that people dwell. Bama's Ketanos could be Bekol Moshavos. So that's how we know it's talking about Bama's Ketanos. So, turns out, according to Rabbi Shmuel, they didn't bring Nesachim in the Midbar, even Bama Gedola Nesachim, they didn't bring Nesachim, and what was Mischadish when they came into Eretz Yisrael was Nesachim on a Bama Gedola, and the Rabbi Kiva covered Nesachim in the Midbar. According to Rabbi Kiva, yes, they were. They were Makrav Nesachim in the Midbar, and what was Mischadish when they came into Eretz Yisrael was Nesachim on a Bama Ketana. So it turns out it's that same Machlokas, where the carved Nesachim by Midbar, the same as the second explanation of the machlokas of the first brisa is the second explanation of the machlokas of the second brisa, and we find in fact that it is a machlokas tanaim, that it's a machlokas Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Shmuel. Period. Now moving on to the last line of the Mishnah that we had on the top of Kuf Yud Amud Beis, where the Mishnah said that Rabbi Nechemya holds shiyare hadam shekriva b'chutz chayiv. Not only if you do classic avodos bachutz are you going to be chayiv? Shirayim of the dam, the leftover dam, that if you are if you bring that bachutz, if you makrav shiyari adam bachutz, Rabbi Nechemya holds you chayiv for that as well. That's also called an avoda bachutz on some level. So says the Gemara, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Tana Rabbi Nechemya Kedivriya Omer Shirayim Ma'akvin. Rabbi Nechemya must be holding like the Shita that holds that Shirayim are Ma'akiv. We had this earlier in the Masechta, Dafnun Beis, whether the Shiarei Adam are Ma'akiv the Kamer Chatas. So he must be assuming that yes, they are Ma'akiv, that the Kapara is not complete without doing the Shiarei Adam, and that's why if you do the Shiarei Adam outside, it's considered an Avodah B'chutz, because it's something that's Ma'akiv the actual Karban. Now it's important to realize, when we say it's ma'akev the karban, so the Achronim will explain, I mean the Gemara really said it earlier, that even if shvicha shirayim is ma'akev the kapara, it doesn't mean that shvicha shirayim has a din of shvichas adam, and that it itself it achieves the kapara. Ma'akev the kapara is to be taken literally, not that it causes the kapara, it achieves the kapara, but without it the kapara is not allowed to take effect. It holds the kapara back so long as you haven't done the shvicha shirayim. But not that the shvicha shirayim is a mechaper. What's the nafkamina, whether you call it a mechaper or you don't? Either way, the kapara doesn't happen without it. So the Achronim write a whole bunch of nafkaminas. For instance, normally we say you're not allowed to be zarik the dam unless you have a kazayis min abasar or kazayis min emurin. But if the basar or the emurin are ne'avad, you can't be zarik the dam. That's what the Gemara says in several places. Ein basar, ein dam. Let's say the basar and the emurin are ne'avad after you were zarik the dam, but before you were shofech the shirayim. So would you still do Shvicha Shirayim? Well, if the Shvicha Shirayim had a din of a Mechaper who was part of his Rikas Adam, well then no, you shouldn't do it. It means Basar Ein Dam. But no, Shvicha Shirayim is just something that could be Ma'akiv the Kapara. But it's not a Mechaper. It's not part of his Rikas Adam. So then you don't really need Basar Neimurin to still be around at the time that you do the Shvicha Shirayim. And that's in fact how we hold that you wouldn't need it to be around when you do the Shvicha Shirayim. Because Shvicha Shirayim is just a Ma'akiv. It's not a Mechaper. Writes, even when it comes to hafkas mi'ila from a karban, you need to be zorik the dam in order to take the karban out of the parsha of mi'ila. And once you're zorik the dam, there's no longer mi'ila on the basar of the karban. So what about shvicha shirayim? Should we say that there's still mi'ila so long as you haven't done shvicha shirayim because you haven't completed your kapara? No, it's all talayon zrikas adam. Shvicha shirayim is not an extension of zrikas adam. Shvicha Shirayim is a ma'akev of the kapara, but it's not a mechaper in its own right. Or a third nafkamina. Let's say if the bailim dies before the shvicha shirayim, so you can't have a kapara lachar misa. So you can't do a zrikas hadam lachar misa. Can you do shvicha shirayim lachar misa? So the answer is yes, because it's not a mechaper. It's just ma'akev the kapara that the bailim already got beforehand by the zrika. So you would be allowed to do the shvicha shirayim after misa as well. That's how all the achronim point out, based on the gemara earlier, that when we say shvicha shirayim or ma'akev, it just means that it's ma'akev, not that it's a mechaper. But anyway, Rabbi Nechemya at least holds that it's important to the extent that it is ma'akev. So Rabbi Nechemya says that if you're makriv shiarei adam b'chutz, you're chayiv. Amalo Rabbi Akiva. So Rabbi Akiva says to Rabbi Nechemya, so all of this whole conversation between Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Nechemya is going to try to prove that Rabbi Nechemya does not hold shirayim or ma'akev. So let's see the conversation first, and then we'll see how it proves that. So Rabbi Nechemya says shiarei adam that you're makriv b'chutz, you're chayiv. So Rabbi Akiva says why? Velo shiarei adam shiarei mitzvahim. Shiarei adam are just shiarei mitzvah. Why should he be chayiv for bringing them outside? They're not ma'akev the kapara in any way. Amar lo evarnu b'dar nyochichu shein shiarei mitzvah v'amakrivim b'chutz chayiv. So Rabbi Nechemya responds, well, evarnu b'dar also shiarei mitzvah, and you're chayiv for being makrev those b'chutz. Amar lo, so Rabbi Akiva responds back, lo emarte b'evarnu b'dar shein tchilas avoda tom b'shiarei adam shein tchilas avoda. How can you compare the two? Evarnu b'dar or tchilas avoda, shiarei adam is not tchilas avoda. That's why you're chayiv on evarim u'pdarim. But why would you be chayiv on shiarei adam? Now, based on that conversation, says the Gemara, v'im isa, if Rabbi Nechemya really hold that shiarei adam are ma'akev, lemile haninami ma'akvi, why doesn't he say, no, shiarei adam is ma'akev? That should be his response to Rabbi Akiva. Don't tell me from evarim u'pdarim that it's only because they're tchilas avoda, that's why they're so... shiarei adam is ma'akev! That's why it's so critical, and that's why if you makriv b'chutz, you're going to be chayiv. So tiyufta. So it's tiyufta on the statement that we had before that Rabbi Nechemya holds shiarei adam are ma'akev. But now, once we say that that the whole machlokas is only about shirayim apnimiyim, but by shirayim achitzonim, everyone will say it's not ma'akev. Maybe ki kama Rabbi Nechami b'shirayim apnimiyim. Maybe Rabbi Nechami was only talking about shirayim apnimiyim ki tanyahi b'shirayim achitzonim. And that other brisa with the machlokas was talking about shirayim achitzonim, where Rabbi Nechami couldn't say anything because everyone is moda that they're not ma'akev. And the girsa over here is ihachi neimalei ki amriyana b'pnimiyim. So then, shouldn't that have been his response? His response should have been, no, how can you, Rabbi Akiva, attack me about chitzonim? I'm talking about shirayim, which are ma'akev. So says Gemara, l'dvarav Rabbi Akiva ka'amar. No, maybe he was only trying to respond to Rabbi Akiva on his own level, meaning Rabbi Akiva held that none of the shirayim are ma'akvim. So Rabbi Nechemi was trying to respond, working within Rabbi Akiva's construct. But Eino Chinami, Rabbi Nechemi himself holds that the shirayim apnimim are in fact ma'akev. Now, the Chazon Yecheskel, Rabbi Yecheskel Abramsky, has a very interesting explanation of what's going on here between Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Nechemia. What is the maso matan? What's the give and take over here between Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Nechemia about the Shvicha Shirayim? So he says it really all boils down to one fundamental chakira about Shvicha Shirayim. What is Shvicha Shirayim? Is it an avoda in the karban? That a karban, just like it needs Zrikas Adam, and just like it needs all the other avodos, it also needs Shvicha Shirayim? And even if it's not ma'akev, the kapara of the karban, but the nature of the chiyuv, it's a chiyuv in the karban, part of the chiyuv of the karban is to have Shvicha Shirayim, or maybe no, maybe it's not a chiyuv in the karban, it's a chiyuv in the dam, that whatever dam you have left over needs Shvicha Liyasod, but it's not a chiyuv in the karban, it's a chiyuv in the dam. So he says that could be the machlokas over here. Rabbi Akiva holds the mitzvah of Shvicha Shirayim is not a chovas hakorban, and therefore it's shiari mitzvah. And it makes sense that you're not going to be mechayiv on it b'chutz, because it's not a chiyuv, chiyuvei chutz are all avodas hakorban. This is nothing to do with avodas hakorban. There's a chiyuv on the dam. It's a mitzvah. Stam, not a din in the korban. Whereas Rabbi Nechemia says, no, Shvicha Shirayim is ma'akiv the kapara of the korban. And therefore, it's a sign that that the yisod of the chiyuv of Shvicha Shirayim is midin the korban, not midin the dam. And that's why you're mechayiv on it b'chutz, because it's din in the korban. The Achronim point out that this seems to be machlokas rishonim. This chakira seems to be machlokas rishonim. Rashi and Daf Lamed Zayin and Daf Nun Aleph holds that the chiyuv is not. There's no chiyuv on the zorek to leave over dam in the kli in order to make sure he's able to do shvicha shirayim. It's just if there is dam in the kli, he has a mitzvah to be shofichit. But Tosos and Nun Gimel and Beis quoted that there are those that hold that no, there is a chiyuv to leave over dam in the kli. What are they arguing about? If you hold that you have to leave over dam in the kli in order to do shvicha shirayim, you must hold it's a chiyuv in the karban. That one of the chiyuvim of the karban, just like shrikas hadam, is shvicha shirayim. But if you hold that there's no chiyuv to leave over any dam in the kli, it's just a chiyuv in the dam. When you have dam there, so now you have a mitzvah of doing shvicha shirayim. But not that there's a chiyuv to make sure that you're able to. It's a situational chiyuv. When there's dam, you got to do shvicha shirayim. It all comes back to that one nekuda. Okay, next mishnah. Hamalika sa'of b'fnim behela b'chutz chayiv. If you do malika on a bird in the Beis HaMikdash, which is how you're supposed to kill a bird in the Beis HaMikdash, and then you're malit b'chutz, you're going to be chayiv. Malak b'chutz ve'ala b'chutz pater. You do malika outside, then and you're malit b'chutz, you're going to be pater, because malika outside invalidates it, and therefore you're not going to be chayiv bring malas something that's already pasul outside. Hashochet asa'of b'fnim ve'ala b'chutz pater. Similarly, if you shech the bird inside, that also invalidates it, and therefore when you're malit b'chutz, you're going to be pater. Shochet b'chutz v'hela b'chutz chayiv. But if you're shochet it b'chutz, well, that doesn't possible. That's the proper form of killing a bird outside. And then you're malit b'chutz, you're going to be chayiv. Nimsa derech hachsheru b'fnim p'tura b'chutz. Turns out that which is machsheru b'fnim is going to pater it outside. Derech hachsheru mi'b'chutz p'tura b'fnim. That which is machsheru b'chutz is going to pater it b'fnim. Rashi already points out over here that the Gemara is going to have to ask, derech hechshero b'chutz chiyuvohu da'ov kachim ein lo hechshero b'chutz b'shchita. How can you call that derech hechshero mi b'chutz patters it me b'fnim. We're talking about shchita. Shchita is not machshir a korban b'chutz. That's not the hechsher. That's a means you're chayiv for being shochet an oaf b'chutz, but not that it's kosher when you're shochet an oaf b'chutz if it's a korban, if it's an oaf kadshim. So the Gemara is going to ask that right away. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Rabbi Shimon's sheet is the difficult one. Kol shechayavin alav b'chutz, chayavin al kayotzi bo b'fnim, shehele b'chutz. Anything that you're chayiv on b'chutz, you're chayiv on similar things that are done b'fnim, that you're mala b'chutz. So what in the world is he talking about? We're going to have to see. Chutz min ha-shochet b'fnim, mala b'chutz. Except for if you're shochet b'fnim and you're mala b'chutz. So the whole Gemara is going to just be discussing what in the world Rabbi Shimon means by that after the first line. For first line of the Gemara, those hay hechshero chiyuvahu. How could you refer to shchita b'chutz of an oaf as hechshero? That's chiyuv. You're chayuv for being shochet an oaf b'chutz. It's not kosher when you're shochet an oaf kachem b'chutz. So tani chiyuvah. So the Gemara says, okay, you got to change that. Change it to chiyuv, not hechshero. Fine. Now, Rabbi Shimon Omer, ahechakai. What in the world is Rabbi Shimon talking about? So the Gemara says, let's go with the first four reasonable possibilities. Ilema areisha. If you want to say he's going on the first case that the Mishnah spoke about, hamolik of pufnim vehele b'chutz chayiv, that if a person is molik, the Gemara over here says everything explicitly. There's nothing left to for us to fill in. It's very different than normal Gemara where mamish everything is straight out. So if you want to say on the reisha, it's going on the reisha where you're molik and of pufnim and you're mal of the of b'chutz, that you're going to be chayiv malak b'chutz vehele b'chutz pater. But if you do the malika and the ala b'chutz, you're going to be pater. V'amalei Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon says, no, ki hechi d'pnim mechayiv, b'chutz nami mechayiv. Just like when you do malika b'fnim, you're chayiv. When you do malika b'chutz, you're also going to be chayiv. That's what Rabbi Shimon's saying. Hai kol shechayavin alav b'chutz, kol shechayavin alav b'fnim mi b'yilei. Then instead of saying the words kol shechayavin alav b'chutz, Rabbi Shimon should have said, kol shechayavin alav b'fnim, he should have said. Because that's what you're really chayav for. Ella, so rather, must be, maybe he's talking about the following. Maybe Rabbi Shimon means the following. Ki yechid b'chutz lo mechayav, b'fnim nami lo lechayav. Just like you're not chayav amalika b'chutz, so you're also not chayav amalika b'fnim. Maybe that's what he wants to tell me. Hai kol she'ein chayav anilav b'chutz mi b'yilei. Then he should have had the word she'ein in there, that you're not chayav anil b'chutz, if that's what he meant. Ella, third possibility, ha-seifa kait. Maybe he's talking on the seifa, where we say, ha-shochet of b'fnim ve'ala b'chutz pater, that if you shecht an of b'fnim and you're ma'ala b'chutz, you're pater. Shochet b'chutz ve'ala b'chutz chayav, but if you're shochet and ma'ala b'chutz, you're chayav. V'amalei Rabbi Shimon, ki echid b'fnim lo mechayav, b'chutz nami lo mechayav. And Rabbi Shimon comes to say that just like when you're shochet b'fnim, you're not chayiv. So too, when you're shochet b'chutz, you're not chayiv. Well then, hay kol she'ein chayavin mi b'yilei. Again, it should have said kol she'ein chayavin. Ella, maybe what he means says ki echid b'chutz mechayiv b'fnim nami mechayiv. Just like you're chayiv for being shochet b'chutz, you should be chayiv for being shochet b'fnim. Maybe that's what he's saying. Haktani chutz min ha-shochet b'fnim v'amal b'chutz. But he said that that's the exception. So forget about a language problem. He's that would be absolutely wrong, because Rabbi Shimon said explicitly that that's not true. That when you're shochet b'fnim mal b'chutz, he said you're going to be putter. So what in the world is Rabbi Shimon talking about? So the Gemara has three possibilities. Possibility number one: Amar ziri shchitas behema b'layla ikabinayu. The Tanakam and Rabbi Shimon are arguing about if you shech the behema at night. V'achi kamar v'chena shochet behema b'fnim b'layla v'hela b'chutz putter. Shachat b'chutz b'layla v'hela b'chutz chayiv. Tanakama holds if you shech the behema in the Beis Hamikdash at night and you're malit b'chutz, you're pater. You shecht it outside at night and you're malit b'chutz, you're chayiv. Rabbi Shimon or Mekol shechayev lov b'chutz chayev al kiyotzu b'fnim v'hel b'chutz. Rabbi Shimon says even if you shecht it in the Beis Hamikdash at night and you're malit b'chutz, you're chayiv. Chutz min ha-shochet of b'fnim v'hel b'chutz. But if you're shecht an of b'fnim and you're malit b'chutz, that's when you're going to be pater. That's one possibility what they're arguing about the shchitas behema at night. Rava Amar, second possibility, Kabbalah b'kli chol ikabinayu. If you do Kabbalah not in a kli sharis, in a kli chol, that's what they're arguing about. V'achi kamar, v'cheina makabal b'kli chol b'fnim v'hela b'chutz pater. If you do Kabbalah b'kli chol in the Beis HaMikdash, and you malah b'chutz, Tanakama says you pater. Ha makabal b'kli chol b'chutz v'hela But if you do Kabbalah B'Kli Chol outside of the Beis HaMikdash and you're Mali it outside, you're going to be Chayiv. And that's what Rabbi Shimon says. No, Rabbi Shimon Amar Kol She'Chayiv Nol B'Chutz, Chayiv Nol K'yotzeba B'Fnim. If you're Chayiv for being Makabel B'Kli Chol outside, then you're going to be Makabel, then you're going to be Chayiv for being Makabel B'Kli Chol B'Fnim, V'Hala B'Chutz. Also, you're going to be Chayiv for Chutz Min HaShochit Of B'Fnim V'Hala B'Chutz. The only situation where you're not going to be Chayiv is if you're Shochit an Oaf in the Beis HaMikdash, and you're Mali it B'Chutz because it came puzzle with the Shechita B'Fnim. Third possibility, Hashtu D'Tani Avua D'Shmuel Barav Yitzchak HaMolek Of B'Fnim V'Hela B'Chutz Chayiv. Well, once we change the wording of the Mishnah a little bit, like Avua D'Shmuel Barav Yitzchak taught that if you do Malikas Of B'Fnim and you're Mali it B'Chutz, you're Chayiv. Malak b'chutz v'hela b'chutz pater. You do malika b'chutz and you malak b'chutz your pater. V'Rabbi Shimon mechayiv. And on that line, Rabbi Shimon says, no, you're chayiv for doing malika b'chutz and malak b'chutz. Rabbi Shimon says, you're chayiv. Rabbi Shimon hasam kai. That's what Rabbi Shimon is talking about. Utni kol shachayavin alav b'fnim v'hela b'chutz chayavin alav b'chutz. And that's what Rabbi Shimon is saying. Anything that you're chayiv on b'fnim and that you're malak b'chutz, you're chayiv on if you did that b'chutz and were malak b'chutz. So those are the three possibilities of what Rabbi Shimon is talking about. We have to stop here. Pick up from the Mishnah tomorrow.